This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former three-term New York Governor George Pataki, who's also the head of the brand new organization Revere America, and it's found online at revereamerica.org. It follows up on the legacy of legendary Minuteman Paul Revere, and Governor Pataki is here to explain what the new organization's all about. And, sir, it's great to have you with us.
Nice being on with you, Greg.
Revere America, why did you create it, and what will it do?
Well, I think there is a lot of sense that our government is not listening to the people and not reflecting what the American people want, and that is particularly the case with Obamacare. They rammed it through in Washington against the wishes of the American people. The American people sent them a stunning message from Massachusetts when Scott Brown won, and they ignored that too. Then they went on and ignored the Senate rules, and I think they thought that they could just pass this knowing the American people didn't want it because we wouldn't pay attention. Once it was over, we'd move on to other things and forget about it. Well, Revere America, and I don't think the American people are going to let this happen. We're organizing to get at least 1 million signatures and email addresses on a petition to repeal Obamacare and to replace it with real health care reform. We cannot wait. We have to act today and hold those in Congress accountable and either have them with us in working to repeal and replace Obamacare with true reforms or to replace them. So we're hopeful of having support from around the country in all 50 states to help get this done.
Do you believe that you can actually convince the current arrangement in Congress to turn this around, or do you think it'll be necessary to obviously have your party regain the majority in both houses?
You know, Greg, when they passed this, they were saying out loud, you know, well, maybe they don't like it now, but the more the American people see or the further it gets, they'll accept it or like it. And that's the exact opposite of what has happened. The American people, the more they get to know about this, the angrier they become, and the more they understand we need to repeal Obamacare. So I think some of those in Washington who supported it are saying, oops, maybe I didn't quite do the right thing here. But I don't care what party they are. I do care whether or not they are committed to working with us to undo this terrible law and replace it with good reforms. And we're going to get those 1 million signatures. We're going to break them down by congressional district. We're going to present them to those members, to the members, and we're going to hold them accountable. Are you with us in repealing and replacing Obamacare, or are you going to continue to look to have the government ignore the wishes of the people and run essentially our health care system? And we'll find out soon enough.
We're talking with New York Governor George Pataki. And, Governor, it's obvious that in opinion poll after opinion poll nationwide that Americans dislike this legislation, as you mentioned, more than those that like it. What about in a state that certainly tends to lean blue like yours in New York? What's the breakdown in a place like New York?
Well, I think even in a state like New York, people understand that this bill is not right for them. You know, the president and Pelosi and Reid said, first of all, they were going to reduce health care costs. The American people, though, know that's not the cost. There is not the case. There is not cost containment in here. In fact, costs are going to go up. They said it's going to reduce the deficit. And even in New York, the people understand that rather than reduce the deficit, the best estimates I've seen is it's going to increase the unsustainable deficits by over $500 billion more. And that's even after a massive tax increase. And they promised us no one would have to change their health care plan if they liked it. That is just not true. I was at my eye doctor in Albany a couple of days ago. And he said in the capital region in upstate New York, not a high population area, 60,000 senior citizens on Medicare Advantage will lose that coverage. This is something they chose voluntarily to participate in. Under this bill, they can no longer be a part of that. So millions of Americans are going to have to change their health care plans when they don't want to. Virtually everyone is going to be hit with a higher tax because of this, and yet at the same time, it's going to increase the deficit, increase health care costs, and create enormous problems in the future. So even in New York, I believe a majority of the people, certainly a plurality of the people, understand that we can and must do far better than Obamacare.
Governor, I know you've decided to tackle this issue and potentially others down the road from the private sector perspective, but I know there are many, and you've already made this decision. But what do you say to folks who ask you why you wouldn't perhaps make a bigger difference by running for one of the two New York Senate seats on the ballot this year, particularly the one with Senator Gillibrand, who's considered a bit more vulnerable?
Well, Greg, you know, it was very nice to hear people come up and say you should run and you would win if you do run. But there are two major reasons I didn't do it. One is I'm enjoying the private sector. I spent 12 years as governor of New York State, and I vowed that I was going to go back and, while continuing to be involved publicly, work in the private sector. And I'm doing some exciting things in clean energy and next-generation vehicles to end our over-reliance on oil from places like Ahmadinejad's Iran and Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. And the second reason is that I want to be part of an effort to change Washington, not just by one vote, but by holding all 535 members of Congress accountable. And through Revere.org, we're able to go out there into every single congressional district, every Senate district, and say, are you with us? And if so, let's work together to repeal Obamacare. If not, let's put in office someone who will.
What, in addition to the health care debate, will Revere America be focusing on either concurrently or once perhaps this is repealed or the debate simmers down to some extent?
Well, this is our focus right now. But come November, or if we in fact are able to accomplish our goals earlier, there are other issues out there. Certainly, our national security is something where treating Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a mass-murdering war criminal, as a normal defendant in a civilian court is wrong. This person should be tried in a military tribunal, found guilty, and executed. If you talk to families across the country today, Greg, the number one concern to them are jobs. Yes, Wall Street's doing fine, but families are still hurting. We still have unemployment that is way too high, and we have a government that in the midst of a recession and when we have massive high employment is raising taxes by some of the largest amounts in the history of this country, particularly on small businesses that generate the job growth that hardworking families who are looking for a job need to have. So jobs in the economy, controlling government spending, protecting us from terror, and understanding that war criminals like Sheikh Mohammed or the person who tried to blow up the airplane are not entitled to Miranda warnings and the rights of citizens. There are so many issues out there. But today, and until we get this done, we're focused on Obamacare. We need those million signatures and email addresses to help us repeal it and then put in place legitimate reforms that will help the American people.
Well, to see or even sign the petition and learn more about this brand new organization, again, the website is revereamerica.org. Governor Pataki, great pleasure to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Good being on with you. Take care.
Our former New York Governor George Pataki, now head of revereamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for World Net Daily.